Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Beyond Destinations Tourism as a Bridge of Cultures and Economies by Raymond Hosenko Banzuela, is a contemporary non-fiction work situated in tourism studies, cultural exchange, and destination development. Publicly available information about the book is limited, so a responsible reading must begin from its stated focus rather than unverified summaries or reviews. The title signals a move away from treating travel as simple movement between attractive places and toward seeing tourism as a social and economic system. Its purpose appears to be explanatory and integrative to connect the cultural encounters created by travel with the business, employment, infrastructure, and policy effects that tourism can generate. In that sense, the book belongs to the applied tourism and development category rather than to travel memoir or destination guide writing. Its central value lies in framing tourism as a bridge, meaning a mechanism through which communities, visitors, institutions, and markets interact, sometimes productively and sometimes with responsibilities that require careful management. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, tourism as intercultural contact rather than simple destination consumption. The book is most clearly positioned around the idea that tourism should be understood beyond the physical destination. This framing matters because many tourism discussions reduce travel to attractions, accommodation, and itineraries, while the subtitle emphasizes the exchange between cultures. Tourism creates repeated moments of contact. Visitors encounter local languages, foodways, religious practices, arts, etiquette, landscapes, and histories, while host communities encounter outside expectations, spending patterns, and behavior. Treating these encounters as cultural bridges encourages a more serious view of travel as communication. It also raises the question of how interpretation is managed. A destination does not communicate culture automatically. It does so through guides, museums, signage, festivals, hospitality workers, local businesses, and informal interactions. If these channels simplify or commercialize identity too heavily, culture can become a surface-level product. If handled carefully, tourism can help visitors understand difference without turning host communities into displays. This theme gives the book a wider purpose than promotional tourism writing. It invites readers to consider travel as a structured meeting point between people, not only as leisure or consumption. Secondly, tourism economies as networks of local income, employment, and enterprise. The economic side of the book is suggested directly by its subtitle, which joins cultures and economies rather than treating them as separate matters. Tourism spending rarely stops with the hotel, airline, or tour package. It can circulate through restaurants, transport services, markets, craft producers, guides, farms, event organizers, maintenance workers, and public services. This networked quality is important because it shows why tourism policy is often linked with local development. A destination can receive many visitors, yet still produce limited local benefit if ownership is external, wages are low, or supply chains bypass community businesses. Conversely, smaller tourism systems can have meaningful impact when local enterprises participate in value creation. The book's framing points toward tourism as an economic bridge because it connects visitor demand with livelihood opportunities. That bridge, however, is not automatically fair or durable. It depends on planning, skills, infrastructure, regulation, and the ability of communities to capture more than a minor share of tourism value. This theme helps readers think beyond headline visitor numbers and toward the quality of economic participation. Cultural preservation and commercialization as a central tourism tension, a book that links tourism with culture must address, at least at a conceptual level, the tension between preservation and commercialization. Tourism can create incentives to maintain historic sites, perform traditional arts, protect landscapes, and support heritage education because these elements become visible sources of local value. At the same time, the same incentives can encourage selective presentation, simplification, or excessive packaging of culture for visitor convenience. The bridge metaphor is useful here because a bridge must serve both sides. It cannot exist only for the visitor's gaze or only for local economic extraction. Responsible tourism requires asking who defines cultural meaning, who benefits from its presentation, and who bears the costs of crowding, price changes, or behavioral disruption. The book's likely contribution is not a narrow technical manual, but a framework for seeing tourism development as culturally consequential. This makes the subject relevant to educators, planners, and hospitality professionals who need to understand that cultural assets are not merely attractions. They are living practices and shared memories that require consent, context, and stewardship. Fourthly, destination development as coordination among communities, businesses, and policymakers. The movement beyond destinations also implies that tourism cannot be managed only by promoting places. A destination is an ecosystem shaped by public infrastructure, private investment, community participation, environmental limits, safety systems, cultural institutions, and transport access. The book's broad title suggests attention to tourism as an organized bridge between many actors. This is important because fragmented tourism development often produces uneven results. Businesses may market aggressively while local infrastructure struggles, or governments may build attractions without ensuring community involvement and workforce readiness. Effective destination development requires coordination between tourism boards, local government, entrepreneurs, educators, transport providers, and cultural custodians. The economic and cultural aims of tourism can conflict unless there are shared standards and realistic planning. For example, growth may increase revenue while also intensifying pressure on heritage spaces or public services. The value of this topic is that it places tourism within governance and management, not merely consumer choice. Readers are encouraged to see tourism outcomes as designed and negotiated rather than natural results of visitor interest. Lastly, tourism education as preparation for ethical and globally aware practice, because the book appears to operate in the tourism studies and development field. It is relevant as an educational text for readers who need conceptual grounding rather than only destination facts. Tourism education is not limited to learning where people travel or how services are sold. It involves understanding host-guest relations, service economies, cultural interpretation, sustainability pressures, and the responsibilities of professionals who mediate travel experiences. The phrase "bridge of cultures and economies" suggests a curriculum-oriented view. Future practitioners need to connect human understanding with business realities. This means recognizing that hospitality work, guiding, marketing, and planning all shape how cultures are represented and how benefits are distributed. Ethical practice requires more than friendliness or efficiency. It requires sensitivity to local identity, awareness of inequality, and attention to long-term community impact. The book stands to be useful for students and early career professionals because it frames tourism as an interdisciplinary field. It connects social awareness with economic literacy, helping readers avoid the narrow assumption that successful tourism is measured only by arrivals, spending, or visibility. In conclusion, Beyond Destinations is best suited for readers interested in tourism as a social, cultural, and economic field rather than as a catalog of places to visit. Students of tourism and hospitality, educators introducing destination development, local planners, small tourism entrepreneurs, and general readers interested in cultural exchange are the most natural audience. Its practical benefit lies in encouraging readers to think about travel systems in connected terms, how visitor movement affects livelihoods, how cultural representation shapes understanding, and how planning decisions influence both community welfare and market opportunity. Its intellectual benefit is the bridge framework, which resists a narrow view of tourism as either business activity or leisure experience alone. Compared with many tourism books that focus mainly on marketing, destination branding, personal travel experience, or sustainability in isolation, this book stands out through its combined emphasis on culture and economy, because detailed public information about its internal chapters and case material is limited. It should not be approached as a verified source of specialized empirical findings without further review of the full text. Its realistic strength is conceptual synthesis. It gives readers a way to discuss tourism as an interaction among people, places, values, and markets, making it especially useful as an introductory or reflective resource in tourism education and development conversations. If you would like to support Raymond Josenko Banzuela, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.